Hi, I'm Tyler Boss, and I'm excited to introduce you to some of the main players in the Christmas story in this Abide presentation of the Voices of the Nativity. Together, we will experience the joy and the wonder of Christ's advent here on earth as we hear from some familiar and maybe not so familiar figures as they witness that glorious event of more than 2,000 years ago.
I'm working late this night, going over the ledgers by candlelight. Earlier tonight, I put my little boy to bed, because that's what a good father does. I told him the story I believed when I was his age. The story of the Messiah, the one who would free Israel from the oppression of Rome, the one who would rescue us, redeem us. For thousands of years, ancient prophets told us he would come one day. And one day, maybe, just maybe, he will. I kissed my son goodnight. And I blew out the lamp. I'm an adult now. The Messiah was one of those nice bedtime stories you tell your children. A story. A wish. Nothing more. Back to my books. Most folks around here think of me as a good man with a good reputation. That is what I want more than anything. A good reputation. So, I do all the good things a good man does. Faithful to my wife. Take care of my kids. Honest with the books. That kind of thing. That's why I'm up late tonight. To make sure... Oh, who is looking for a room at this time of night?
Hello, sir.
Oh, there stands before me a man about 10 years younger than me. I see what I assume is his wife sitting on a donkey right behind him there. Well, even in the moonlight, I can see she's pregnant. It's the way she puts her hands on her stomach. I can't look away from this man's eyes. They're desperately looking into mine. He says they need a room, and they need one quickly. His wife is about to give birth, their first baby. Oh, my heart sinks. I apologize. I tell him the truth. That's what a good man does. Tell the truth. Every room is occupied. There's nothing left. It's this crazy census. Oh, his face falls. He tells me he's been to every inn he could find. No one has any room. I feel badly for him, but there's nothing I can do. I wish him well. And I...
Goodbye.
I shut the door. I go back to my ledgers, but I can't get his face out of my thoughts. Where are they going to find a place at this time of night? And I have to admit, I have another thought. What if the word gets out? What if people around town hear that I actually turned away a poor young couple, including a scared young woman about to give birth? What if they hear that I had closed my door to this couple, left them to fend for themselves out in the cold? What would people think of Amos then? Was I really such a good man after all? An idea strikes me. I open the door and call out to the man as he's leaving. I tell him, this isn't the best situation, but it's better than spending the night outside with a pregnant wife. I take them up the hill behind my place, next to the Tower of the Flock, the stables where I keep sheep for the sacrifices at the temple, and other animals for my guests. There's a donkey next to an old horse, and three or four sheep, and a feeding trough. Oh, wow. Look at that. His face. His face lights up.
Thank you so much.
I charge him for the stable, just like I would charge for any other room. I give him a discount, because that's what a good man does. Oh, I've done my good deed for the day, and so off I go to bed, to sleep. What? Oh, what now? There are no more rooms, not even stables now. I've rubbed the sleep out of my eyes. What? 4 or 5 men, shepherds. They're all talking at once. What's going on? I can't make heads or tails of it. Angels in the sky. A baby in a manger. A manger. Who in their right mind would put their baby in an animal trough? Are they drunk? Hallucinating, maybe? And they seem sober and very excited. One of them keeps pointing up the hill. They insist they're supposed to meet the man and his wife and the baby. Well, there is no baby. Not yet. Oh, they insist. They insist there is. And they're supposed to see him tonight. Now. Oh, I walk up the hill once more. Shepherds behind me, and I'm having second thoughts. I don't want to wake this man and his wife. The door opens. It's the young man. Oh. One of the shepherds explains to him how an angel had appeared to them earlier tonight, telling them about a savior born in the city of David. Another shepherd says the whole sky lit up with angels. This is all preposterous, of course. These shepherds are clearly out of their minds. I'm thinking this man is going to throw them out, and I am ready to help him. But no, he welcomes them inside, and me as well. Well, now I step inside, and something comes over me. I can't explain this. My whole being is filling up with beauty and wonder and delight and joy and love and peace. There lying in the trough is a baby boy. I guess the shepherds were right. There's the mother. She hovers over her baby, softly stroking his head. All at once, the shepherds, they're falling to their knees. They're worshiping the baby. Oh, before I can think, I drop to my knees as well. Tears streaming from my eyes. I have no idea why. What is going on? I'm back at the inn. I grab my lamp. I am looking frantically everywhere for my copy of the scrolls. I think they might be behind this bookshelf. Where? Yes! Right there. I found them. All right. Spread it out, okay. I scour through the words carefully. Carefully. The words I read as a child are all coming back to me now. Prophecies. Here. Therefore, The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Here. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. But you, Bethlehem, a wave of awe struck me just now. No. It can't be. I keep pushing back this burning, searing thought. I'm lying in my bed, wide awake. I keep thinking back to what the shepherd said. I keep hearing the words of Scripture echoing in my soul. Could it be true? Could it be that the Messiah, the Savior, was born of a virgin in my stable, in my animal trough? Oh, suddenly all I had worked my life for, all those years of ambition and striving and reputation seeking, it all means absolutely nothing. In light of what happened on the hill behind my home, I make up my mind as soon as I can, at first morning light. I'm going to make everything right. I'll make room for this young family. I'll just tell one of my guests they have to leave. I'll pay them for their trouble. I've got it all worked out. It's morning. I rush up the hill. Knock on the door. No answer. I unlock the door, and it's empty. Nothing. Nothing but the animals. Oh, here's a note. From Joseph to Amos, the innkeeper. I had to find another place more suitable for my wife and new baby. Our account is paid in full. May Jehovah bless you abundantly. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Joseph. More suitable. These words pierce my heart. The Messiah, the one prophesied by the ancients for thousands of years, had come to my place, and all I had for him was a stable out back with a manger for a baby crib. What kind of welcome for the king? I look all over town. I look all over town for that little family. Search every inn. I look up and down the streets. I have no idea where they went, but they're gone. And I have this feeling I will never see them again. From the time I was a little boy, I had searched, I had hoped for the Messiah, and he came to my inn, and I missed him. But don't feel sorry for me. No. Because now, I am determined. One day, I know
He'll come through here again. I know it. And I'll be looking for him. Because this time, I'm not going to miss him.
Thank you for joining in Abide's Voices of the Nativity. May you truly know Jesus, Yeshua, as the Messiah this Christmas, the Son of God, the light of humanity. Come, all of you faithful, come adore him. Until the next time, may you abide in Christ.